Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Okay, I'm also glad that John Bradbury's here. John's a friend of ours, a member of our Brain Trust. He's helped many companies like yours and mine grow their business, get it started, get it off the ground, make something happen. He's even been an investor. He's the author of Six Secrets to Startup Success, and as I said, he's our good friend, John Bradbury. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you. Good morning.
It's good to have you back, John. John,
great to be here.
As business owners, as entrepreneurs, as visionaries, and people who are ready to make something happen, we often have ideas that we think are great. But when we birth these ideas, they may be great, but they may not be. How do we get to the point where we know that they are or they aren't with that, as little pain as possible?
Well, that's a good, great, great question. That is the core question, I think, because ideas are, in some ways, a dime a dozen. There are a lot of great ideas out there, or at least a lot of ideas people are excited about. So I think it's a two-step process. You know, the second step is the most important, and that is actually get your product or your service out there in the marketplace and see what customers say about it. You know, there's no substitute for that. But I do have a lot of people come to me.
Can I tell you a quick story?
Please.
A friend of mine, Tim Berry, who is, if you know Tim, he's the world's expert on business planning. He was telling me about a guy that came to him with an idea for soup. He wanted to sell soup, and he asked him what he thought about it. He said, "Does anybody ever eat your soup?" he said, "No." he said, "I think you should go make soup and see if people like it."
It's straightforward, but it's often overlooked.
Yeah.
And there is, you know, if it's an expensive proposition, if your idea is going to take a lot of time and energy and resources, I encourage people to do a fairly simple step. I call it a market scrub. I mean, you want to put together an in-depth business plan, but even without that, just asking some very basic questions, five questions, I call a market scrub. The first question is about what problem are you solving? Getting clear about, is there a pain that your idea is addressing? You know, so rather than getting focused on selling the medicine, what condition are you addressing?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's really critical.
And you have to make sure, and I hope I'm not getting ahead of you, but I like the idea of are you solving a pain? Some people have a solution that they want to go looking for a problem, and that's the wrong way to approach things, isn't it?
That's exactly right. I find that people, you know, I see a lot of products, particularly in the technology world, because there's some incredible innovations that are really unique, but they end up being a product in search of a market.
Mm-hmm.
And so this
that happens. It is possible to make that happen. I've seen it happen, but it's a low percentage play, isn't it?
That's right. That's right. And the issue of whether how acute is the pain you're addressing? Are you selling a pain pill or are you selling a vitamin? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I like that.
If you're selling a pain pill, it's going to be easier to sell early.
Mm-hmm.
The vitamin approach may be just as important for someone's well-being, but it takes longer. You need to plan for a longer ramp
to
get to sales. The other question, I know Tim Berry has been on your show talking about this with you, is getting really clear about who you think your core customer is.
Yep.
You know, who's ideal. And it doesn't mean that that's where you end up 5 years from now, but it gets you focused on the qualities and the characteristics and the interests and the needs of that group.
And then you have to look around you when you determine who that profile customer is. You have to look around you and say, okay, in the market that I can serve, are there enough of those people for me to be successful?
You are so right. I mean, that's the, actually the next question I would say is about the overall market, looking at the nature of the total market. If you want to build something that's healthy and sustainable and large over time, you know, are you selling into a major market that's growing, and why is it growing?
You're in the Carolinas, and a guy many years ago, a guy wrote me an email and said, "I want to open up a cigar bar." Remember when cigar bars were a big deal 10 years or so ago?
Right.
He said, "I want to open up a cigar bar," and he was in some small town in South Carolina, as I remember. It was not a big place. He said, "I want to open up a cigar bar here." He said, "What do you think?" I said, "I think you're don't live in a big enough place for a cigar bar." So you know, you got to have the right people, and you got to have enough of them too, right?
That's right. And you can find information about big picture trends and understand where that's going. You know, in the technology world, it's mobility. You know, it's all about what can happen on these small smartphones. You know, obviously, another question is who else is addressing the issue?
Mm-hmm. Who's competition?
So think about I mean, a lot of people make soup, right?
Yeah.
So that just means that soup has to be somehow extremely unique, which gets to the fifth question, which is about what really would be your competitive advantage? What would make you special relative to who else is trying to address this issue?
Reel those off for us again. I like those five. Reel them off again quickly.
What basic problem are you addressing? What pain are you addressing?
Right.
Number two is who is your core customer? What do they look like in your ideal state, as you and Tim had talked about? Three is the big picture. What is the nature of the overall market opportunity? How big is it? Is it growing? Why? And how long will that window be open? Number four is who else is addressing it? And what do you know about them? What can you learn from them? And then five is what makes you special relative to those competitors? What differentiates you?
I like that. John, give us your website, please.
www.readyfounder.com.
Readyfounder.com. The book is called Six Secrets to Startup Success. Folks, John just laid in your lap these pearls of how to scrub an idea to make sure that you have the maximum opportunity to be successful without if you fail a little bit with either one of these, you don't fail too badly. So pay attention to that. When we come back, I'm going to have John talk to us about another topic. We're going to talk about your entrepreneurial personality, the good, the bad, and the ugly of that. 20 after. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.